When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This was West Virginia's 24th game of the season. There's seven more to go. And just like every other game that has been away from the Coliseum this season, West Virginia loses. Was this a close game? It was not. West Virginia came out of the gates hot, and then they cooled off substantially for the rest of the time. Lots of turnovers. You look at the stat line at halftime, West Virginia shooting the ball well, but they turned the ball over a ton, and it wasn't as bad as it was in Austin, but still fairly bad. You know, that was a bad first half when you look at it all, but then you shot well, so it makes it look actually better than what it is, because West Virginia has proven that they cannot keep the shooting up in the game pretty horribly and somehow only lose by 15. Like, there was, the line was 12 and a half. TCU was a 12 and a half point favorite. And there was a scenario, West Virginia's down 16 with a minute left, where the starters are still in the game, the starters plus Noah, and you could see them, TCU's got it in the bag. Backdoor cover, like West Virginia loses by 12, which would be insane. But that didn't happen. And Seth Wilson did not play on Saturday. He played tonight. He did not score. 5 points from the bench. And Jesse Edwards, not a good game. Two flagrant ones, which... can you have, if you had five fouls, I guess they all can be flagrant. Like, in my head, a flagrant one, if you have another one of those, then you get kicked out of the game. This is what I learned tonight. You get kicked out of the game, but you can stay on the bench if you had five fouls. You can also stay on the bench and stay in the game if you have five flagrant ones. I think two doesn't get you kicked out of the building. I mean, where do we go from here? Coach Eilert did not say this was my fault. No self-reflection on this game. Definitely focused on what he saw on the court, which is the other team wanted it more. The other team had more to play for. And now you are 24 games into the season. You have guaranteed that you're not going to win more than you lose for the regular season. So mark that in the books. Losing regular season. Still somehow West Virginia, they have to win every game the rest of the season, which is not going to happen. And then win what? That gets them to 15 and 16. And then you have to win three games in Kansas City. And then technically you could finish with a winning record. But that is not going to happen. So now what? What do they have to play for in these next seven games? There's four at home. Let's throw out road wins. I don't think it's going to happen. So you've got four home games. and they are against Baylor. They are against UCF. Then you've got Texas Tech, and then TCU comes to Morgantown. The goal remains the same. You got to get the 10 wins. Got to get the double-digit wins. So can West Virginia win half of their remaining home games? I think they can. Baylor's going to be difficult. Texas Tech is going to be difficult. West Virginia's fared well against TCU in Morgantown historically. This is a different season. I totally understand that. But it's not like they can't beat TCU in Morgantown. And it's not like they can't beat UCF in Morgantown. But you gotta have some things go your way here. In that, and by things going your way, I mean you gotta play better defense. Are they capable of doing that? What about this? Let's just, cards on the table. Josh Eilert, he's got 7 games plus whatever happens in Kansas City. And that's his resume. And he got dealt a crappy hand. And it was in the non-conference. But what if Josh Eilert goes back to thinking he's only got 9 scholarship players? Because that was rough to watch. It did produce some wins. And yes, with more guys, this team did beat Kansas at home. That happened. Beat Cincinnati, beat Texas. But in the throwing things on the wall to see what sticks, what about just playing 8 guys? Let's run it with 8. Let's call timeouts just to get guys' breath because they're out of gas. Let's go back to, do they have enough gas in the tank? I just want to try something different. What if, and here's the best part, is that West Virginia is 8-16. Their next 6 games, somebody could be flipping around on their cable package and run into a WVU game. Out of the shadows and into the light. At 8-16, the next 6 games are going to be on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU. Somebody could, on accident, flip on a WVU game. What is this? I think the announcers tonight, when coming back from a commercial break and there's things you got to say before the game starts, stories that are happening. And so the focus is on West Virginia. And I think the phrase, you hate to see it, was used. Oh, man. That's a fair assessment. You hate to see it. So just throwing out some ideas. Go back to gas in the tank days. Pick 8 guys. Pick 7 guys. It's weird. WVU is at the top of Division I in bench minutes. When has there been a good bench performance? When's the last good bench performance for WVU? And it, believe me, it's not just one thing. But if you're not, I guess it just increases your chances of the bench having a good bench performance. Play just a few and play them more. Just not getting our bang for the buck by going with a deep bench. This is not Press Virginia. We are not playing, Josh Eilert is not doing hockey line changes. So why are we playing so many guys? What's going to happen? Are the guys deep in the bench going to check out? We wouldn't want that. You're going to lose the team? I mean, let's get wild. Let's play 4 corners. Let's play 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I mean, let's just get weird. I don't have anything. I'm saying we like I'm on the team. They've got probably 8 games to go. Get crazy. I said this at the beginning of the season. I just want to see from an interim coach. Just like empty out the file cabinet put it all out there. The Ali, who hasn't played a lick. We got the football player minutes in the Texas game. You got to get Ali some minutes. And not because it's going to be a good thing. I think it's going to be a bad thing. But if you're empty in the file cabinet, everything's got to happen. Let's have Josiah run point. Let's go, you know? Let's have... where's the Bembry minutes? Again, like, you could go... you can play with 7 or 8 guys. Go for it. Draw straws. Let's see Quad Towers. Let's go Edwards, Sumnick, Quinn, a cook, and a guard out there. I just want to see just some way out there what is happening. This is strange. It's the best time to do it. Because if you're bouncing around on cable and you're watching WVU, do you want to check in and it's like you hate to see it? Or do you want to see, now this is an interesting approach. West Virginia's playing, I've never seen this, a 4-1 defense. You ever seen a 4-1 zone? Let's get wild. Let's do a 1-1-1-1-1 and have it spin like a pinwheel. Let's get nuts. I just want perfect time for out-of-the-box thinking. You've got the year. I made the mistake of going out on Facebook to see the comments after tonight, you know, when WVU men's basketball posted the final score for tonight. And the comments section in Facebook, I assume, for anything that has more than one side to it or something negative, that it's going to be a dumpster fire. The first GIF I saw was an actual dumpster fire. It was very on brand. But you go there and they're like, fire the interim coach. And they're not going to do that. He's got the season. Nothing gained by, I don't think it's fair. Understanding this is what Josh Eilert inherited. It's been a crazy season. They showed the stat. Like, let's be very clear. You could have stability in the coaching staff. And if you lose this many games from this many starters in a group that hasn't played together, it's tough sailing. Josh Eilert's not going anywhere. Thus, get in the lab and start cooking up something. I don't care how it doesn't matter what it smells like. Make it smell different than this. And just, I've given you some options. Play four corners. Just go Loyola Marymount. Go Bo Kimble. Just go 180 to 160. I mean, if you're not going to be good at defense, then just run out and get whatever shot you're going to get. Like, just go wild. And the worst that can happen is that you have one more than the John Hargett season, and you've won more games in conference than the Jonathan Hargett season, and you're going to go to the Big 12 tournament that the John Hargett team did not even go. That was back when the Big East said, hey, last place, take a hike. You're not making the Big East tournament. So just go for broke. Get weird. And just in the press conference, just say as such. Like, did you watch what we were doing before? That wasn't any good. I'm just trying to do some new stuff here. Yes, I played a 1-1-1-1-1 defense. Yes. Yes, I did mimic like I was doing like a blowing motion. And when I blowed one way, then the 1-1-1-1-1 started spinning in a different direction. Yeah. Just, I'm trying to keep the guys engaged. And we're just trying to have fun out there at this point. Are they going to do any of that? No. But that's what I'd like to see. Somebody truly assessing the situation and saying, you know what? Let's get weird. And Because the worst that could happen is you just lose the rest of the games, which is expected, and you don't get to come back next season, which is expected, or you get maybe not the 1-1-1-1-1, but it's Monday, you got until Saturday, say, you know what, playing eight guys, and these are the guys, and guess what, eight guys, we're going to play 1-3-1. We're going to do box and one and the one guy guarding Jalen Bridges. We're going to we're going to trap ourselves. Nobody's going to expect us inbound the ball and then two of our guys trap our own guy. Now, I don't know how that translates into winning basketball. I'm just trying to think of things we haven't seen on a basketball court before. Nobody's pressed their own team. Nobody's got double teamed by their teammates. And maybe that brings out the fire that you need to get going. If you're playing 3-on-7, those three guys are super motivated. So just throwing some ideas and maybe something tamer than that. I would like to see in these seven games that West Virginia win two of them to get the double-digit wins, and I'd like to see them go out there in an effort to have something, just something to talk about besides West Virginia got thumped. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella is West by Pod. Joel, Jordan, they break down WVU football, and the WVU football schedule for 2024 is out. There's a full bye week. They start with Penn State. Did you see that one coming? They go to Arizona. All the reactions from Jordan and Joel on the 2024 WVU football schedule. It's on the podcast. Listen to West by Pod. Go to SmokingMusket.com, check out the Discord, do all the things. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is Saturday, 6 p.m., ESPN2. Mountaineers back in the Coliseum to face the Baylor Bears. This is our one chance to play Baylor. We know a guy who's on that Baylor roster, who's played for WVU before. We're going to get that here at the end of the year. Get Jalen Bridges on Saturday, and we'll get Joe Toussaint later in the schedule coming to Morgantown. So we'll get some reunion vibes happening. West Virginia is not going to be favored in this game. West Virginia will not be expected to win. I'll just say I'm not expecting them to win. I want to see weird. And I'm not going to see weird. And so that puts me in a tough spot for this podcast because I don't know. I don't want to talk about how bad it's going. Because why? You already know that. I can only talk about getting weird once. I can't go back to the weird bucket again. Unless they're doing weird. And then I can comment on, that was weird. That was something interesting and new that he threw out there. I think it's going to be bad again. And Jalen Bridges is undefeated in Morgantown as a Baylor Bear. He's 1-0. This is his second chance. And I think he's going to make it count. That's a matchup problem. Isn't that weird? Jalen Bridges is a matchup problem for WVU. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcast, Overcast Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2023-2024 season. They have 8 wins and they have 16 losses.